Yeah, Samina Shaheen and Suzanne Radford brings you Voices of Diversity every Sunday. And joining us today is Ali Al-Saloom, who's a cultural ambassador. He has his company Embrace Arabia. He's also a bit of a media star. He has his TV show and runs workshops all over the Emirates. And, of course, his books, Ask Ali, which have become very, very popular with our visitors, with tourists and also with residents of the UAE. And today we're looking at diversity and the impact on the Emirati culture. And good morning to you, Kevin. And here's a text from Kevin saying, Dubai is even more famous today. See the Sunday Times article about Lamac, a new Botox-type treatment sweeping the city. It's made from cells from the camel's hump, naturally water-retentive. And the inventor is Australian doctor, Dr. Nick Omar Dairy. And Kevin, if you think I'm falling for that, you've got another thing coming. It is April the 1st. Yes, April Fool's Day, and you've got us just before 12 o'clock. And yeah, we were a bit suspicious and we asked to check it out, and we didn't get even to check it out before I realised on your next text, when you've read the Sunday Times article, look at the date and the name of the doctor again. Yes, it is April Fool's Day. So thank you for that, Kevin. Bring a bit of humour to the show. We like that. We like that a lot.
April Fools. Yeah. It's dangerous. Yeah. Wow, you need to be alert today.
Now, Ali, when we are looking at actually coming out of that text a little bit, because, you know, press around the world and what people are reading about with regards to the UAE, how their perceptions are sort of crafted, if you like, because of what they read, who've never been here, never visited here, then maybe they're coming on a business trip, or maybe they are coming on holiday, or even moving here. And this is where you are in touch with so many people that have contacted you through your books, Ask Ali, asking those questions that they want to know coming. So what do you get asked the most, and what are you hearing from these people before they come here? What are their impressions of the UAE?
Most people who actually get the chance to ask me questions online through my website askali.com is simply to, you know, ask about weather. They talk about their families, their children, if there is a certain curriculum for their own kids, where they can go. Some of them ask me about visa process, and the others really just wants to know basically the communications and customs and do's and don'ts and all that kind of stuff. So it's all available on my website, so I kind of relate it to them, and I send it to them and they can read it. But then there's those who actually come all the way here and they are only here for a few weeks, and then there's always a culture shock, one after one, and they ask some major questions, and it could be anything from, like, you know, did I do a mistake when I did this? I gifted somebody something like this, and what should I do, and so on. So, and I basically just answer them, you know, pretty quickly, right away, on the spot. So, it's good to see people who actually have an interest, very much of an interest, for not offending the people of the region. So it's really nice gesture of them that they care and they want to know. So, but right now, you know, through the website and the book, almost there's everything, even for business etiquettes and so on.
Let's look at the book. So, Internetism, How to Create Wealth in the Internet Economy. And you've co-wrote this with Amir.
Yeah.
So how did it come about, and who is this for?
Well, it's kind of a new jump now for me. I've been very blessed in the last few months to actually work, and you know, a friend called Amir Anzor, and very proud of the opportunity we've reached so far. Basically, after 5 years of the launch of Ask Ali portal and the book and so on, and being an entrepreneur and not representing any certain organization, just my own, I've found out through Amir. I mean, Amir is a very 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 good at what he does. He's basically an internet expert, and you know, he helped a lot of hundreds of people to have their own accounts, whether it's an email, Facebook, social media, how to run a business online, how to have a website, and so on. So we kind of thought, you know, he takes me as an example of a successful story in the Emirate for being able to actually launch all of my products, all of my own business through the portal, through online, so, or the internet. So then we basically had like a discussion, and basically thought that why not have a book, and why not be able to, you know, to offer this knowledge to people. And the whole goal is really, it's very, very straightforward. We really want to provide content that helps people in the Arab region, mainly, of course, in the Gulf region, and along with Asian market, like in India, Pakistan, China, China and the rest of that part of the world who is still, I would consider, 15 years behind the internet stage right now if you compare it with America and the rest of the world. And the whole point is each one of us is actually a brand. So you are a human being, you have your own name, you have your own look. Now, how can you actually utilize all of these features and all of these qualities and put them in a way that the whole world can hear about you and the whole world can know about you? For me as an entrepreneur in the UAE, I think it's a duty on myself as well to share this knowledge in a very small book. It's about 115 pages, and it's basically sharing a story. And the story goes very simple. You know, there's three barbers. That barber is called Pierre. He's in Switzerland. Another barber, he's here in the UAE. And a third barber works in Pakistan, and each one of them has a name. So the guy in the Pakistan called Imran, the guy in the UAE, let's say, for example, Abdullah or Muhammad, and the guy in Switzerland is Pierre. Each one of them is selling a haircut. The guy in Switzerland is selling it for 40 euro. The guy in Dubai is selling it for 30 dirham. The guy in Pakistan is selling it for 10 rupee or 5 rupees. So why is it each one of those barbers are selling it for a different price? It's kind of funny to me. It's like, why? At the end, all of them are actually, you know, doing the same thing. The end result is you're cutting someone's hair. End of story. But the one in Switzerland, is like, you know, they probably have a branding, they might have a nicer weather, cleaner maybe barber, there's taxes, there's lots of factors that makes that price too high. In the UAE, it used to be 10 dirham to cut your hair. Today it's 40 dirham, it could even reach to 100 dirham. In Pakistan, it's only 5 or 10 dirham, 10 rupees. So the question is, whatever that person is doing, whatever Pierre is doing, Imran can do. And the reason is, this is the old economy versus the new strategy of the economy in today's world in the internet.
But if you start, can I ask you a question, Ali? The value of the context in which that service is taking part in is important, right? So there's a value attached to it that you can go check it, you can see it, you can test it, you can have your opinion about it.
Absolutely.
What's interesting with the internet, and sometimes a little bit worrisome, is that you can create this image, but can you trust it?
Very good. Absolutely. See, that's why consistency and feedback will make you good or not. Very simple. Okay. Internet can easily say if something is not good. Why?
Because you notice that, right? There's a lot of people who are on the surface of it, on the facade of it, try to sell you something.
And then it's not, you know, not. Yeah, but that's why in the internet, you know, you can do as much, you know, nice, glamorous things on your page, but then if the rest of the people who actually utilizing your service are not happy, they will just talk about it. It will come across very negative.
So time and consistency.
Absolutely. And that's what that story is demonstrating, though, is what the internet has done, which is opened it right up. So it's not just about my community and my location and my country or economy, although they all play a very big part, but it's now about competition, it's about challenge, it's about raising the bar, because you've now got a forum where it's completely global.
Absolutely.
So I'm now there, if I use the internet well and I want to market myself well, or my brand or my product or my story, whatever it is, I've got to also be looking at what's being said and done and sold in Switzerland, and what's happening in Pakistan, what's happening in the States.
And it's very easy to see. You see, with the Ask Ali portal, I mean, for those who doesn't know, you know, I only started with a portal, and the portal service is for free. It's my gateway that people can trust my other products, and they can see who am I, and they can see what I offer. So the website was just a website. I just had a website, had a business card, and then from there I started putting and sharing my knowledge. Today I've reached 6,000 questions. Remember when we started this show, I used to say 5,000.
Yeah,
I already have like 6,000 people ask me questions. Those questions have given me the opportunity to have content. Now I know what people care about and what they want to learn. So therefore, I put things for them on paper as well, on a book that people can have and can read. So the internet is like anything else. If you use it right, it will give you an amazing result. If you use it wrong,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
if you use it negatively, it will just ruin your whole life, definitely, you know, in all aspects. So it's just an opportunity to also raise awareness on the importance of the internet to this region.
Who do you ask, Adi, if you're uncertain about a particular issue or you want deeper feedback, who does Ask Adi ask?
Well, if I tell you, then everybody will have their own portion. Yeah, no, but seriously, I think I go through a platform. It depends on the question. If the question is related to a field that I'm not very expert in, if I have only general information, I will just make a phone call and then listen to that. Or I probably have it in my research book. So in my research books, I've done, when I started my career, I've put like a big encyclopedia and I wrote in it everything. I've collected many things. And you know what's the challenge is? We actually have lots of information available. The issue, we don't read. You know, in the society of the Arab world, we just don't read a lot, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But that's why I'm so proud of the opportunity that we have, you know, the last 2 days today and tomorrow is the last 2 days of the exhibition book fair in Abu Dhabi. And it's just, you can tell it's becoming more of a cool thing, and people are actually getting involved to actually purchase books and to read and to share through the different initiatives of book clubs and so on. So this is the new step I think is happening, is that raising the awareness of reading. And this is, by the way, if you ask any Arab family, they'll tell you, if you ask them, what do you really like so much about an expat family? They'll tell you, we love it when we see them at the swimming pool reading a book, when we go to an airplane reading a book, when we are at the theme park reading a book. Yeah, and all of them, the dad and the mom, the first thing they will look at their children and say, see, look how that little boy is so good, he's reading a book, why don't you? And the little boy goes, oh, I don't want to read the book, you know?
Because they don't want to read a book, because you've got all this technology.
Yeah, today.
And the phones, you've got three phones in front of
an
you there.
iPad, you know?
And an iPad, exactly.
Read a book
so,
on an iPad.
Yeah, of course. Yes. But yeah, it is, isn't it? All of these things going on, there's so much happening at such a rapid pace for the Emirati culture.
Absolutely. The big discussion yesterday was, are we going to let go of paper, you know, books and go for an iPad? But then, you know, we have to remember, reading a book, like reading a real book, is just a different experience from an iPad and all these things. You know, you gotta have that, smell the paper, you know.
But you know, Adi, people who have stopped reading for years are now becoming avid readers again.
They're picking
with the Kindle
up stories.
Yeah, the Kindle is successful. Yeah, I agree.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.